If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
What up, everybody? It is 10 a.m. in the District of Columbia. Points north, south, east, and west. We're in the Navy Yard, holding it down. 106.7 The Fan Studios. B's taking care of some business. A little TCOB for B. Mitch today. It'll just be me. We got a packed show coming your way. Trust me, man. But you got to start. I mean, the reason we all love March Madness, as much as I'm fired up about the Terps or people are fired up about their alma maters or their bets or their brackets or whatever the hell it is, the reason we love March Madness are the upsets and the buzzer beaters and, frankly, the colleges we never heard of that make you pay attention. And I know it was a playing game and probably not everybody was watching, but the Alabama State-St. Francis game last night was awesome. Alabama State scores at the buzzer. I'm not saying it was necessarily like high-level basketball. There's a difference between an awesome game and high-level basketball, but it was damn fun to watch. And I really enjoyed. So last night, I'm not sure when this happened, but I've become a TGL nerd. Like, I watch TGL. And so last night, I had multiple TVs going. And I was excited to watch the Carolina game just because I know how much heat they've gotten over the last few days. And I was curious if they would turn that into kind of the right kind of motivation. They sure as hell did, by the way, if anybody watched the Tar Heels. Thank you, Jeffrey. But so I had, what channel was that on? Like, Brian, True TV?
True TV.
Dude, so one thing that was very odd about True TV, and if anybody was watching it on a streaming service, it looked like AI, like it looked super glitchy when I was watching it through my Roku, but then when I put it on cable, it was totally fine. So last night I had all the TVs going, girls went to bed, fairly productive afternoon, and I'm watching the Caps, and then it was intermission of the Caps, so I switched from Caps to TGL. Again, I'm a TGL nerd, I don't know how it happened, I find it really enjoyable. Have you watched any of it, Landfill? It's kind of good, dude.
I don't get siced.
I kind of like it. White Brian, any TGL in your life? Do people even know what that stands for?
Total Golf League?
Sure. I don't know if it's total or what, but it's the indoor video game golf. Last night it was the Bay. I have no idea how they've arrived at the teams. It was Bay versus Atlanta. I kind of think they must have had a draft because, like, Arthur Blank was there. I assume he's the owner of the Atlanta team. But next week's the finals, and we're, Landfill, we might have to get a TGL guest to preview the finals next week. B. Mitch will be fired up about that. So I'm flipping back and forth. Caps are just a wagon rolling. But I have the TV on, and it's Alabama State, St. Francis. I don't know the mascots. I don't know the locations. I assume Alabama State's in Alabama. But at times we've been, you know, nobody would think one of the colleges is in Michigan that you think would be in Louisiana, like Oakland. Oakland is in Michigan, not Oakland, California. There are times where we get confused. Comes down to the wire. Both teams are making plays, and then it just is like this sloppy turnover foul fest. But Alabama State, were they trailing or was it tied? I think they were down one.
Tied.
All right, it was tied. And the announcers, who I don't remember who they were, forgive me, are like, they're not going to try the baseball pass. You take this to overtime, take your chances. And then Dude unloads. There's a scrum for the ball. Bama State gets it, slaps it around, up, in. It was so much fun for the tournament to kick off like that. And I got a very big kick out of it. So then I'm fired up. I'm March Madness high, only to encounter Carolina just beating the ever-loving tar out of San Diego State. If you watch that game, one of those teams didn't belong in the tournament, and it wasn't the ones in Carolina Blue. What did they shoot from three last night, White Brian? 1,000%?
I'm not sure the exact number, but it was 6 for 9 in the first half.
And is that Melo Trimble's little brother?
No, I thought that too, but it's not.
They got to be related. They look alike. You sure they're not related?
I'm looking it up now.
Huh. All right, so Seth Trimble's older brother, someone named J.P. Takoto, who played for the Heels for a couple of years, maybe they're not related. They got to be, dude. I know, that's Melo. All right, maybe they're not. They look a lot alike.
Melo Trimble was 2016?
I think he might have been before that, honestly.
Yeah, pretty wide gap.
Yeah, I guess that's true. But it was a great way to start the tournament. I think Carolina's going to get to the Sweet 16 now. That's just how this is going to go, because who do they play now?
Ole Miss, I think.
Look out, Rebels, because the Tar Heels are coming. If they shoot like they did last night, they'll beat anybody. But it's a ton of fun kind of getting ready for March Madness. And I've never really been into the play-in games, but last night kind of got me into it. And then tonight, dude, got a DMV battle, AU Mount St. Mary's. I saw a stat today. Mount St. Mary's is undefeated when they score more than 70 points. So I guess the Eagles, are they both the Eagles? I think they are, right? So AU is going to want to slow that thing down, is my theory. And that starts early, too, like 6:45 or something?
Yeah, 6:40.
All right, I'm fired up. And then tomorrow, man, we'll be out at MGM. Make sure you come hang out. March Madness is here. There's no better place to catch every game with us than Tap Sports Bar at MGM National Harbor. Join me, B. Mitch, Grant, Danny, Thursday and Friday for the opening round of the men's tournament. We're doing our shows live at Tap with mouthwater, game day bites, and tons of TVs. Your tournament headquarters is waiting only at MGM National Harbor. Now, we've in the past given Grant a hard time because he tends to, like when we all have remotes, when our show and then Grant and Danny have a remote, Grant tends to get there very early, and we've given him a hard time for that in the past, just joking around with him. I'm guessing he's going to get there Thursday and Friday early, and these 2 days, I do not give him a hard time because Tap's an awesome place to watch the games, and I think they open at 11. I remember last year, dude, if you want to get a table, if you and the boys or the girls or the people, whoever, if you and your people want to get a table, you got to get there early because they fill up fast, man. And everybody's going to eat, drink, be merry all day. I imagine if I was Tap Landfill, I would have like an hourly spend rate to stay at your table. Like you can't just roll in there, get a Coke and a tater tots and chill for 8 hours. Like I think they should implement some sort of pace of play metric. Speaking of pace of play, the Caps are an absolute wagon. I was talking to Johnny Kicks-Auville about it this morning as we both walked to the restroom. And, you know, the Red Wings have been fighting for a playoff spot. Like, the Red Wings are a decent team, and the Caps just dominated them last night. I mean, really start to finish. The Caps had gotten in this weird, kind of bad habit of letting the other team score first. But LT was awesome last night. I think he got his 30th win as a goalie this season. The only thing, the Caps win 4-1. I mean, the young guys for the Caps are just so good, man. Protas had 2 assists. Strome had a goal. PLD had a goal. McMichael had a goal. Willie punched one in. It was awesome. The only thing that's not awesome is Ovi didn't score. And now we're at 8 with 14 to go, which I don't know why 8 with 15 sounded like no problem. 8 with 14, just maybe because they're both even numbers. I don't know. Just sounds a little tight. If you look at the Caps' upcoming schedule, they have the Flyers Thursday night at home, tomorrow night at home. I got a feeling Ovi's got to get one there. The Flyers stink. Dude, if you're a Philadelphia sports fan, enjoy the fall and the summer and the fall, because the winter sports are terrible. Sixers are terrible. The Flyers are terrible. I don't mean this hyperbolic. I'd rather be a Sixers fan right now. And I understand kind of the weight of that sentence. Like, the Wiz are not good. Let me be clear. But at least there's a plan. I think the Sixers have $500 million, maybe more, committed to Paul George and Joel Embiid. And Paul George seems to want to play, just no longer can. And Joel Embiid seems not to want to. So I'd rather be the Wiz. I'd certainly rather be the Caps than the Flyers. Flyers stink. I'd like to see Ovi get two tomorrow night, Lamphill. And then all of a sudden we're talking about 6-13. It also kind of sucked. Sucks the wrong word. So the Caps were up 2-1 with like 4 minutes to play. I think it was 2-1. And so you're like, all right, well, Detroit's going to pull the goalie. Maybe Ovi gets an empty netter. Then the Caps are able to push one more in. So then it's 3-1, and you're not going to pull the goalie, and then they get another one. But very little to complain about over there. We got to get John Walton on maybe tomorrow or Friday. I'm going to save the story for John to tell it, but there's an incredible, incredible.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Whether it's serendipity or coincidence or whatever, John Walton has an incredible anecdote about the Gretzky chase that I learned yesterday. But here's why I'm telling you. If you want to watch, if you think Ovi's going to get one, go to the game tomorrow night, because Saturday's game is the Panthers at home. That's a big league, like maybe Eastern Conference final preview matchup, because the Panthers are defending cup champs. And they made a lot of big moves at the trade deadline. They're not exactly on fire right now, but they're a good team that's playoff tested. So that is going to be a really challenging game. Then the Caps are on the road for two, including that big one at Winnipeg next week that we're all kind of amped up about. Then they go to Minnesota. So I would go tomorrow night if you can, if you want to see an Ovi goal. That maybe you get two. Now, Landini, there's a lot for us to discuss. I'm going to turn to the people for some advice. I also walked in here. Are the people in the stream talking about me sweating? I kind of guess they are. Okay, good. I lost track of time downstairs, Lamphill. I was so blown away to see Jeff Walker in the gym that everything got out of whack. All right? Jeff, are you feeling limber, bro? You got some good stretching in. Feeling nice and loose?
Yeah, I'm feeling great, actually, JP. I'm actually down.
I believe, you know what? Jeff takes his stretching very seriously, Lamphill. I wish Jeff and I could combine our workout routines, because I don't stretch at all, and I'm 43 and need to. And Jeff really leans in on the stretching. You did, got on that bike for a minute, Jeff?
Well, JP, my workout didn't start at the gym here. I always start at my neighborhood. I go up jogging up and down Eastern Avenue.
That's a scene over there, dude. I saw your Snapchat that one time. Are those ladies of the night of the day out when you're jogging in the morning?
Sometimes they are, JP, and I just jog right past them.
That's if you've never seen Jeff's Snapchat, there's some wild stuff on Eastern Avenue. So Jeff was in there. Dude, it drives me so crazy. Is Wednesday the day the most people come to work? Because the amount of people that just interlope in the gym, the amount of people that I swear are just grumpy that they have to be back in the office, that just go down there to hang out for 10 minutes with no real plan or rhyme or reason, it drives me nuts. And what drives me nuts further than that is I have lost yet another pair of AirPods. So I'm just raw dogging it at the gym. I just have to listen to people's conversations. Jeff didn't have headphones, so I got to listen to his Peloton instructor for the minutes he was out there. It drives me crazy. Does anybody have a cheap AirPod alternative?
Yeah, the earbuds.
Yeah, but it's hard to exercise with like the wire in. I don't know. I'm increasingly frustrated. I think my wife's increasingly frustrated that I continue to lose these little things. I don't know. We'll all persevere. I do want to get into some football conversation today. There's a lot for us to discuss. Neil Greenberg's going to join us at 11. I'm curious what he thinks about Ovechkin's kind of run now. Ben Fox from Yahoo Sports will join us at noon. We're also going to give away opening day tickets. You are 8 days away from opening day. I wonder if those bars and everything kind of a block away from us are going to open early. Like, does Salt Line open for lunch? Because I bet they'll be open early that day. I think I get to work opening day for NBC4, which will be fun. Found that out yesterday. Later in the show, Jeff Ehrman's going to join us. We're going to talk some NCAA tournament. We got to eventually make some picks, get our brackets in. I still don't know who B. Mitch is letting in to the B. Mitch and Finley not public NCAA tournament bracket. I am getting requests from lots of people, and I am just completely pawning them off to B. Mitch. I'm like, it's up to B. At this point, I'm not even sure if all of us are in. Landfill, are you in? You handed your bracket in?
I gave B. Mitch my bracket. I gave you a preview first.
You did. You put it in the text thread, and you highlighted that you have Grand Canyon beating Maryland.
That is correct, yeah. Grand Canyon, which, by the way, I'm convinced is a fake school. Nobody's ever heard of Grand Canyon University or whatever before.
I think it's just
before
like
this year.
A brand new school.
I think it's like Bishop Sycamore.
No, dude, because Dan Marley was coaching there like 7 years ago or something. I bet it was. You know how a lot of colleges celebrate like their founded date? Like, remember when the Commanders became a thing and they messed up the dates?
Yeah.
Like, I feel like Grand Canyon could be in that category where they're not so. Like, if Grand Canyon was founded in 2009, would not shock me.
Okay. I'll find out.
White Brian might have it.
1949.
No way. It was a community college or something. Here's what I know, Landfill. There's a lot of money in Phoenix and Scottsdale. There's a lot of money, and I feel like they got tired of, you know.
That's what ASU is for.
Yeah, but I think they were like, no, we need a, because Tempe to Scottsdale, kind of far, and there's some traffic. And I think they just started their own thing in Scottsdale next to like a better golf course. I can't confirm or deny that. I don't even know. Is Grand Canyon in Phoenix or is it up by the Grand Canyon?
Prescott, Arizona.
Prescott is how they pronounce it. I know that because I've been there with Mitch Tischler, John Keim, Rich Tandler, and Brian McNally and Michael Phillips. And Mitch hit like a trifecta at a horse racing bar and bought us all beers. Shout out to Prescott. That is weird because that's like a random little town that's not really near anything or near the Grand Canyon. I got no file on Grand Canyon, and I'm keeping it that way because Maryland's going to beat them. Landfill, serious question. I know how much you love money and not losing it. And this is you got to give B. Mitch a $20 bill to get into the B. Mitch and Finley not public bracket invitational. It's a $20 legit cover charge. Would you rather Maryland lose to Grand Canyon and you come in dead last in the pool or win the pool?
That's tough. I mean, I got a free roll because Greg is paying the entry fee. So I
why?
I just want chaos. I want to see Grand Canyon win.
Hold on. Now, I get if Greg is like, Greg has the 20 and you don't have one. Why is he just paying your entry fee?
I don't know. He texted me.
Greg, what are you doing? Now, has Greg turned his bracket in? Because B-Mitch will not accept electronic copies.
Now, B-Mitch, he doesn't believe in technology.
He might be a Luddite. He's like anti.
He's constantly...
Although he's good at technology.
I don't know that that's true. He doesn't know how Google Docs work. He's always replying all on emails.
He had a great reply all earlier this week. When I saw the reply all, I thought of Danny Ruye. Because now at two of these 106.7 The Fan nights... And Danny's a legit comedian. He's not the type of dude to recycle work, but he makes a B-Mitch reply all joke every time, and that makes me laugh. There's some things we need to talk about. I need some advice. I have a problem in my life that I have tried to take some time off, and then the next 2 days I'm not going to be in this location, so it gives me a moment of pause to gather my thoughts. I think I'm even going to open the phone lines up on this to get some real advice from the people. Perhaps there's experts with the problems I'm dealing with. I certainly want to lean in on the boys in the aquarium. I have a problem, okay?
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.